on the line here is trainer Kerry Weir, who's got four runners today. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning.
What would be your best out of your four runners today?
Oh, Laurel Hill by far.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Last-ditch effort, Georgie's mantra, Laurel Hill very late. Last-ditch effort needs the line, Laurel Hill. Oh, I think Laurel Hill's beaten the favourite.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Al, when's Andrew Noblett's winner that Jamie Rogers
We've
delivered?
Been through this, mate. We've been through
But I've talked to Daniel Harford about this, actually, at the cricket, and he was horrified
was
at
he?
His stance.
I think you'll get one today with Simon Wilde.
Oh, well, I'll get more at the Dogs, won't I?
You do. You've got Jamie Ennis on the line because we do the double on a Thursday, of course, and the early mail's thanks to the Watchdog app. See every Victorian Greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app from Greyhound Racing Victoria. It's free at your app store.
Jamie, good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good, mate. You've got three greyhounds going for Premier Racing at Sandown Park this evening, starting in race six. Amron Lass is the little sister to your good dogs, Amron Boy and Amron Dan.
Yeah, that's right. If one of them could be put in the boxes tonight, I think that'd be hard to beat. But she's not quite as talented as them two, but she still goes all right. Maybe tonight... there's a dog in three, Baby JC. She's been racing against the better, you know, the elite company, so she's going to be hard to beat. So if she can come across the field and maybe a Cronulla with Baby JC, but if she does it right, I don't think we'll be beating her.
Okay, good info. Now, race seven, number two, Guelph, has had six wins and 2 seconds from 13 races.
Yeah, she goes pretty good, this one. I would say that she's probably a run short. Obviously, it's the Laurels heats tonight, and she's first up from a spell. She's probably a run short, but she's trialling great, and hopefully she can find the front and hang on.
Yeah, perfect. And then in race eight, number three, Responder, who's has won four times from seven starts and won by almost eight lengths last Thursday night.
Yeah, she was pretty good last Thursday night, but again, she's up against a really good one in Kelsey Bale. I'm not quite sure if she can beat her, but... if you pop a Cronulla in and maybe something small and respond, I think you might get a result.
I like this, Jamie. What do you think? Out of the three, which one should we have our dollar on?
Probably Guelph. Hopefully she can find the front and get a big enough break in between and hopefully she can get the money.
Perfect, Jamie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Now over to another Jamie.
Yeah, well, let's...
You like that segue?
I did. Well, it's time to swap codes now, but we will take a minute because we can't quite reach Simon Wilde, who has got four runners today at Warrnambool. So we will keep everyone up to date once we can get that through. But in the meantime...
Yeah, we're just trying to get Simon up on the line now. If we don't get Simon, because he is a very busy man, we'll try his foreman. But the track conditions at Warrnambool today, always a beautiful course, Scotty, and it should be beautiful today.
It.
Already on a good four. The rail is out 8 metres and the Peno is 5.17. So good four, rail out 8, Peno 5.17. And Jamie Ennis, of course, was here for the Watchdog app from Greyhound Racing Victoria. It's where you'll see every Victorian Greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app, free at your app store.
Simon's probably busy with my horse, my unraced superstar.
By?
Paris Mist. It's by Starcraft.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been in work for...
How old?
Three now.
Mm. Probably. What's its name?
Paris Mist. It's the half-sister to London Fog. So we've continued on the...
So you kept the mare and then went sent her to Starcraft.
Well, when London Fog became a superstar, which you didn't know, Al, but now you do, we went and found the mare who was just in a paddock like a Birragurra or something, and we got her back out and said... You're now the mum of champions.
You can now ask Simon because he's on the line.
Simon's probably unaware of what Paris Mist is doing. Morning, Simon.
Good morning.
I was just regaling how you've got an unraced horse that I'm in the ownership of and hoping it races soon.
Right, which one's that?
Paris Mist, the Starcraft thing. Benny Casanelli is involved in it.
Oh, yes, yep, yep. It's actually out working now.
There you go. And it's... How's it travelling?
Really well, yeah. It's, lovely horse.
Oh, there we go.
One to keep an
eye on.
That's
all I need to know.
All right, Simon, let's have a look at your runners today at Warrnambool because you have got four. Let's start with race one. You've got number one in iCal, who is currently a $10 shot, who ran second on debut. And how do you think he's going to go today?
I think he's got a couple of pluses. I think the step up to 1700's ideal, and big track will really suit him. He's got the blinkers on. He worked in the blinkers, and you know, they seem to keep him focused and sharpen him up a little bit. So I think he can run well, but he's coming out of a, you know, probably a pretty weak race at Caston and into a stronger race. That's the only negative. But we're pretty happy with him. I think he'll prefer to be on top of the ground. The tracks are just a genuine good four, I think, at the moment, and you know, that should suit him.
All right, let's go to race four, number five in Wishlaw Lass. Now, she is a debutante. How's she been working, and what are your thoughts today? She's currently the third pick in terms of the market in the race.
Yeah, she's taken a long time. She's a four-year-old, and we've had a few out of this mare, and they've all taken a lot of time to get to the races. But once they get to the races, they're fairly handy horses. They're all so big that they just take, you know, an age to mature. But anyway, she's going well. She's pretty well educated. Her last trial was quite nice at Mortlake. So I expect her to settle in the front half of the field. And, again, I think for a horse her size and a nice big track like this will really suit her for a debut. And, you know, I'm not sure what sort of distance she'll get out to, but she probably will eventually be out further than 1400. But I think she can run a good race off her last trial. I was pretty happy with that.
All right, race five, number four in Coastal Town. He was just beaten last start at Ararat. Currently at $6.50. Can you see him going one better today?
Yeah, I think that run at Ararat will really tighten him up. He's a, you know, he's quite a good doer. He's a gross little horse, and that run would have done him the world of good. And I thought it was over a probably unsuitable trip of 1100. So I think out to 1400 today, and with a run under his belt, he should be, should be running pretty well in that race. He's very reliable. He can settle, you know, right behind the speed, and you know, he's a good, honest little horse.
And then you've got Princeton Award, race seven, number one, who's currently the second pick behind the favourite Glitter and Gold at $5.50, and he had a good win last start at Ararat. What are your thoughts going into today?
Yeah, he's going from a 58 up to a 64, but it was a pretty good win at Ararat. They went slowly, and he got out and got to the right part of the track, but he still did a pretty good job to reel him in off a slow tempo. So I'm thinking, you know, bigger track, he'll have more time to wind up. I think he can make the progression, but he is a little bit, you know, he's got a funny attitude. He's not that reliable. He's got things have got to go his way a little bit. So I'm just hoping he behaves himself. But I reckon if he does all the right things in the run, he'll go close in that race.
So you've got all four of your horses have got pretty good chances today. If you had to put one on top, which one would that be?
Oh, look, I think if Princeton Award behaves himself, he can, you know, like I said, he can be a bit funny in the barriers and, you know, used to over race badly. But, if he behaves himself, I think he'll run really well.
Well, Simon, thank you so much for your time this morning, and enjoy today at Warrnambool.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
You're listening to RSN. After the news, we've got Paul Kildeary, who will be joining us, and Matt Stewart from RSN.